This is the first Sunday in the season of Lent. The scripture reading for today is Mark 1, 9 through 13. At that time, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. Just as Jesus was coming up out of the water, he saw heaven being torn open and the Spirit ascending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." At once the Spirit sent him out into the wilderness. And he was in the wilderness for 40 days, being tempted by Satan. He was with the wild animals, and the angels attended him. This is the moment when Jesus left his private life to step out into public ministry. And as Jesus emerges, his story begins with a moment of affirmation. Before going into the wilderness, Jesus needed to hear his Father's love and pleasure. Later on, Jesus would say, "As the Father has loved me, so I love you." Spend some time and remember God's love, not only for Jesus, but the promised love and pleasure and delight that God the Father might have for you. Believe in this promise. Listen again to God's word. At that time, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. Just as Jesus was coming up out of the water, he saw heaven being torn open and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, whom I love, and with you I am well pleased." At once the Spirit sent him out into the wilderness, and he was in the wilderness for 40 days, being tempted by Satan. He was with the wild animals, and the angels attended him. Jesus, with his hair wet from the Jordan River, went into the wilderness, a place of scarcity. It is in this place that Jesus would have to remember and believe in God's pleasure and provision. Are you in a wilderness today? Are you being tested? Ask for God's help. Ask for courage. Ask for strength.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.